It's easy to see that the municipal election in Bloomington did not go well for progressives. The People First Coalition went 0 for 4 at the ballot box as more conservative and centrist candidates won. The progressive candidates tell Eric Stock they believe they delivered a winning message, but a political scientist says they need to moderate that message if they want to get elected.
Jackie Gunderson was at the top of the progressive ticket. She came in third in a three-way race for Bloomington mayor. Gunderson oversees capital projects at Illinois State University. Gunderson says the election was a first for many in the progressive movement, a first for the candidates, volunteers, and even some voters.
We engaged people that had no idea there was even a municipal election going on. And for me, that's a win. Getting people to turn out in record numbers. That, for me, is a win.
This was Gunderson's second campaign. She unsuccessfully ran for a McLean County board seat in November. Current Bloomington City Council member Jen Carrillo helped lead the Progressive Coalition, though she says she doesn't speak for the candidates. Carrillo says these election results reflect a typical political cycle.
In Bloomington, you saw some very progressive candidates elected in the last cycle, and I think now you're seeing the backlash of conservative candidates being elected to counter that.
Carrillo suggests upset Donald Trump supporters were more motivated to vote after he lost in November. Though Trump voters alone could not have made the difference, the ex-president lost Bloomington to Joe Biden by 15 points. Carrillo also accused opponents of using scare tactics on the issue of police funding. Eric Rankin is a former chair of the McLean County Democrats who works at ISU's Department of Politics and Government. Rankin says running all the progressive candidates as part of a coalition was risky.
One of the problems with coordination and jumping all into one camp is that you do tend to sink or swim based upon how that group does.
The progressive candidates say the coalition helped them pool resources and unify their message. Progressive Kelby Cumston lost to incumbent Molly Ward in Ward 7. That's northwest Bloomington. Cumston is a project manager in affordable housing construction. Cumston rejects the everyone sink or swim theory.
I think that the progressive movement has only just begun. I think that there are the center-leaning political organizations that have existed for decades and decades, and honestly, this feels like the first time a progressive slate has been tried in local elections.
Political scientist Eric Rankin says the progressive candidates also lurched too far to the ideological left to win.
A pure progressive slate will not be successful in McLean County without moderate Democrats to help bolster the numbers. It's a simple matter of math.
The progressive candidates say they stuck with their convictions. Patrick Lawler lost his race to Nick Becker for Bloomington City Council in Ward 5 on the city's Near East side. The Bloomington Police Union backed Becker. Lawler says he wanted to be a voice for those who have had problems with police.
Those problems exist, and I guess rather than what's expedient or politically expedient or politically popular, like all of us in the People First Coalition, we were more concerned with standing up for what is right.
Candidate Kelby Cumston says even if the coalition didn't win any races, they forced the other candidates to address issues important to them.
And I would say for sure that the PFC controlled the entire narrative of this election season in Bloomington, for sure. I think a lot of the questions and forms were all based on the campaign issues that we were running on.
Whenever an election is over, talk usually turns to unity. How do opposing sides put aside their differences for the common good? Councilmember Jen Carrillo made clear she has no interest in that. Carrillo posted on Facebook she plans to make the lives of two of the newly elected council members a, quote, living hell for the next 2 years. Carrillo also called election winners Nick Becker and Sheila Montney dangerous authoritarians who were essentially paid off by the Bloomington Police Union. The union backed their campaigns. Becker and Montney both made public safety a key part of their election platforms and have said those contributions won't affect their judgment as council members. Carrillo says those who demand unity apply a double standard.
When the mainstream narrative is one that leaves out people of color, leaves out people with disabilities, leaves out women and folks of different sexualities and gender orientations, then of course, like, unity around the mainstream sounds really, really nice to the folks who are included in the part of that mainstream.
Unlike normal, where council candidates are elected at large, Bloomington council members are elected only by voters in their ward. Carrillo represents Ward 6, which covers parts of downtown and West Bloomington. Political scientist Eric Rankin bristles at Carrillo's rhetoric, but he says Carrillo has made clear what she believes. He says for her, it has worked.
If you're going to find a candidate like Jen tends to be more successful in her specific ward because her specific ward has a bit more of that profile than really any other ward in Bloomington.
People First Coalition candidates say they still need to dive into the data from this election and see how they could do better in the future. Mayoral candidate Jackie Gunderson says each of the candidates was already advocating for progressive causes before they ran for office. She says they will still push for ways to bring about change, even if it's from the outside looking in.
All of the things that I was passionate along the way don't suddenly go away. I still want to see those things come to fruition, especially the places where our vulnerable neighbors are slipping through the cracks.
And Councilmember Jen Carrillo calls for progressives to take the long view. She says it takes decades to build political power. She says they're building a movement, not a moment. I'm Eric Stock.
The new council will be sworn in May 1st.